Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
First, I want to thank all the Patreon patriots out there. We love you and we appreciate that you joined, but all the ball ticklers, jump on board patreon.com/mpga. Get on board. And also December 1st, we are doing a live episode in New York City at the Triad Theater. That's Friday night, 9:30 p.m. Ticket links in the descriptions, and we'll be on social media as well. And just Google Triad Theater and I'm sure you can get tickets there. Again, that is December 1st, 9:30 p.m. and patreon.com/mpga. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
I was going to say I'm doing well. Our country is falling apart, but then to have a tech stuff person not even acknowledge me. There's a president on the pod, and he's talking about the Patreon and the show, which are important. Excuse me, they're important. I know that better than you. But to not acknowledge me until after that, and now Tiffany's digging up something in the bath. Tiffany, I call her Cookie as like a, that's like a nickname because she eats too many cookies. Fat little porker, Cookie. Get your snout out of the cupboard, you fat, maybe my daughter. Okay, anyway, we're back, we're talking very strongly, but I thought it was interesting that you acknowledged everybody else. You know, when people do strong speeches, they'll often acknowledge the top people, you know, president, visiting dignitaries, wealthy people, doctors, lawyers, business people, and poor pieces of shit who don't really matter. Thank you for being here. You ever hear that in a speech? So for you to call me last is, you know, there's this very woke Bible verse where Jesus, who was, you know, not a bad guy, but a very radical left, if you think about it. And he said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And that's how he knew he was woke, because actually in Trump Bible, the first shall be first, and the last can get the hell out of here because you're last. Trump.
Well, in the
chapter 2, verse 69.
if you saw it in the show notes, it said branding.
Remember Show Enough? Remember Show Enough? That was when blacks made movies that weren't so bad. The Last Dragon of Harlem. Remember that one with
yes,
Show Enough? Yeah, am I the baddest? Yes, sir. That's what we used to say. We'd have meetings and I would walk in and say, am I the baddest? Yes, sir. Am I the prettiest? Yes, sir. Can I have sex with your wife?
That's how you start every meeting?
Yes, sir. Every meeting would start like that. It was good. Yeah, they don't make black movies like that anymore now. They're very woke movies.
Well, Mr. President, I know you're not Jewish, but your daughter Ivanka.
But I crush her.
She is Jewish. Yes. Yom Kippur is today.
You know what I call it when I see Ivanka dressed in her Jewish clothes for they call them high holidays. You probably didn't
yes.
know that, but they call them high holidays.
High holy and, holidays, yes.
Well, you know, we just say high holidays. Sort of holiday has holy okay. in it. But the point is, when I see her dressed up, she wears a very tight short skirt. And I call it Yom Kippur. Get it? Like yum, like yummy.
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you've been on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Boston, 21 and over, and present in Massachusetts. First online real wager only, $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Restrictions apply. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. That's GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Have you spoken to her today? Have you ever witnessed her fasting for the day and then
fast? It's this is why I knew she would be so struggling with Jew things. I mean, that's what we call it with the Jew stuff. I knew that she'd be good because in high school, when I would see her putting on maybe two extra pounds, I would encourage her to fast and to even throw up, which is actually more fast if you think about it. Like telling a girl to throw up, the scientists call it, I think it's called
bulimia.
Well, right, it's not like a black woman, bulimia. Come here, bulimia. And but they called it bulimia, but I called it extra fasting, because fasting is not eating, but when you're throwing up, it's like extra fasting. It's like fast. It would be like a streaming service, fasting plus. So I've seen her. I knew she was very prepared to do Jewish things, and she's been I've been told she's a very strong Jewish person. Which is if we're gonna do something, if Trump's gonna do something, you do it better than anybody else. I think she's better at Jewish stuff than Kushner, actually. I don't think he's as good as a Jew as Ivanka. So that's impressive. I think you'd agree. Very impressive to convert and then dominate. Yeah, she's like the she's like the Bo Jackson of religion. She was the hottest Christian, and then all of a sudden she converted and became the hottest Jewish person. So she's sort of like a two religion athlete. Okay, she can do 69 on Sundays or on Friday nights. Two religions, very strongly. By the way, this is too much good content for the Balticals. let's take it down a notch and save the strongest stuff for after the paywall. Build the paywall.
Okay. Now, do you know the reason for the holiday Yom Kippur? Do you know the story behind it? Do you know why you fast?
Well, it's the day Jews have to apologize for being very tough in business, sometimes too tough. You have to say, okay, sorry, I could have given you an extra couple of percentage points, but we were negotiating very strongly. We're very sorry. We're not going to eat for a day, and then we're going to go back to making tough deals the next day. So they call it the Day of Atonement. Funky cold Medina. I think that's when you're done fasting, you drink the funky cold Medina.
It's pretty accurate. Have you ever broken fast with Ivanka? And what kind of food do you usually eat? Because I'm fasting right now.
But you hear Tiffany, how jealous she is of all the Ivanka talk? Well, Tiffany, if you looked like Ivanka and did Jewish things, maybe you wouldn't have to bark so much. But I've broken fast. I've played fast and loose with Ivanka. We do that, so it's sort of a breaking fast. But no, she once asked me to bring her food when she was done fasting, and she looked, like all the little bit of the bloating was gone. So she was like, the tummy was so flat. And I said, maybe you should do more of this fasting. And she said, oh, daddy. And I rubbed her tummy and, you know, just like a playful way, like a fatherly way. And it was very nice. So then we, you know, we shared some McDonald's to break the fast.
Ugh. And that's how you broke fast with McDonald's.
Well, she said, is this cheeseburger kosher? And I said, well, I beat up the Jewish kid who was holding the bag. So I think it was kosher. Because I didn't even pay for it. How about that? I just took it from some little Jewish kid. He had the, you know, the ones with the long sideburns.
Yes.
Took it from him.
McDonald's, breaking the fast with McDonald's sounds disgusting. The first thing you're going to eat for
we've always known 20 hours.
The
tech stuff, all the tech stuff people are very radical left, hate our American businesses, hate our strong.
Nah, I don't mind McDonald's once in a while. Just the break fast with McDonald's does not sound
well, since
appetizing.
You're so tough and so, oh, I know everything. I'm the tech stuff guy. What are you breaking fast with?
I'm breaking fast with bagels and lox and white fish salad and some cream cheese and butter and yeah.
Okay, so you're like basically doing stereotypical things. You're being this is you know you're sort of like
extra,
look at me.
Extra Jewy on Yom Kippur.
Right, Ivanka wants to make sure that people realize that even hot, sexy Jewish women like her are regular Americans. But you're trying to do separation. Do you
She's a two religion athlete.
After?
She's two religion.
She is. Do you eat the gold coin chocolates after?
No, that's for Hanukkah.
And then I heard you have to have a tequila afterwards, right? Because they go, have tequila, and then they drink tequila because they're trying to be pro-Mexican. It's really, I really questioned Ivanka when she converted, but it was, you know, it was sort of like a Game of Thrones matchup of two strong real estate companies. So I said, okay, you can do it.
You didn't fight against it? You're very religious. You go to church every single Sunday.
No, actually, yeah, obviously you don't know the story. I actually go to church no Sundays because I'm so religious. Because one time when I went to church at a young age, the priest actually stopped me and he said, sir, I said, yes, priest. And he said, sir, you can't come in here. I can sense from you maybe the strongest Christian I've ever experienced. Like you're giving off a glow, a very intimidating, strong Christian glow. And if you go to church, you're going to make every other Christian feel inferior. So if you could please golf on Sundays and eat McDonald's and just maybe think about us. You don't even have to pray. You don't even have to say a prayer because the strength of your prayers will intimidate people. But if you could just think about us a little bit, I think that will be more than enough. And I said, okay, only because you said so, I guess I'll never go to church because I'm too strong a Christian.
Wow.
But I didn't fight Ivanka. I she made, you know, she's a strong woman. I trained her well in all things, you know, just both as a father and a father figure. If you ever know that George Michael song. And I trusted her. I wasn't super happy about it, but I trusted her, you know, because only a Christian as strong as me could have a Jewish daughter and still be considered the strongest Christian in the world.
Amen. Okay. Well,
practicing for the next mugshot.
I see that. I hope she has a good fast today, Ivanka, and the rest of the Kushners.
And I told her very strongly. I said, Don't you let Jared Kushner convince you that oral doesn't count as breaking the fast. Because that would be the trick I would use. I use that a lot.
I was going to ask you, is that your trick during Yom Kippur?
Well, the Jewish woman you dated. People, I don't want to give Baltic people the Fred Trump tradition, but it involved a gooey breaking of fast for many wives of Trump Organization employees. And we'll leave it at that. We don't have to get into it. It's very holy.
I had no clue that there was a Yom Kippur Fred Trump tradition.
Oh, there is.
Because I didn't know to ask because you're not Jewish. So I didn't know to ask.
Well, you work in New York. You're going to have some Jewish employees. We have Alan Weisselberg, my great accountant who didn't snitch. So we've had great relationships with the Jewish people, and more importantly, with the wives and daughters of bad employees who are Jewish also. That was the most important part of the tradition. You know, we call it the pink slip. You either get the pink slip or you let us slip into the pink. Your choice. Pro-choice. The one time we were pro-choice. But I've already said too much. That's not political worthy.
No, definitely not.